Welcome to The Strang Report with Stephen Strang. The Strang Report aims to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Hello, I'm Stephen Strang, and welcome to The Strang Report. Today, we're going live, and what I'm planning to do is once a week, at least to start on Tuesday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern time, which was a few minutes ago, because I'm kind of winging this. I'm kind of doing it as a pilot. I want to see the response I get, how many people tune in, the kind of questions we get. And I'm just going to talk about some of the things that have come up in the last day or two. The biggest news item, of course, is Tucker Carlson. And I actually have some information about that you might find very interesting. So Tucker Carlson is someone that in a podcast about a week ago, I was lamenting the fact that some of the people that are prophetic voices in our culture are people like Tucker Carlson. And I also mentioned Glenn Beck and some others. And I was saying, where are the Christian prophets? It seems like the Christian prophets are all prophesying that God is going to has saved the wealth of the wicked for the righteous, which mainly means they think it should be donated to their ministry. Sorry if I sound cynical, but I've seen that. Or they prophesy that somebody's going to have a baby, or they prophesy. Lately, there's a couple prophets that have made a small industry out of this whole thing with Donald Trump. And you have to understand that I wrote several books about Donald Trump. The first one, God and Donald Trump, I actually wrote it because of the prophetic words by Kim Clement, Chuck Pierce. I actually documented four or five people, and I felt that it needed to be put on the record. That's why I did it. Yet, I'm concerned, and as I have, I'm not naming any names, but as I have opportunity, I'm going to try to confront this because I just think that it's sad that Christian prophets get off track, whereas people like Tucker Carlson are speaking truth. And that's really what a prophet should do, is speak truth. Now, we should have seen it coming. Several things have happened. Then there was this big lawsuit with Dominion. If I remember correctly, it was $800 million. I heard some news people speculating that maybe it was reduced somehow if he got fired. They've fired some other high-profile people. They all went on and did great. I think the Tucker will go on and do great. The interesting thing to me personally is that Tucker Carlson, in this kind of prophetic role, had actually talked about how the nation was becoming more and more pagan. I mean, literally. And of course, that's the topic of Jonathan Cahn's explosive book called The Return of the Gods. And we had some intermediaries that we were trying to get the book to Tucker Carlson, hoping that he would interview Jonathan, just as Glenn Beck did. We had a very parallel situation with Glenn Beck. He got the book, read it, just went wild in a good way, actually had Jonathan on his program three times in a period of 8 days. I was literally texting my contact about Tucker Carlson when I got a text message that Tucker Carlson had been fired. And I had not turned on the news yesterday morning. I mean, I just thought it was ironic that I was texting about that. And as the day went on, I found myself, I was driving, and I had some other time that was my own, and I found myself looking on media just to see what the reaction was. And one of the people that I watched was Dr. Steve Turley. I think he calls it Turley Talks, and he's one of the few that I actually subscribe to. He's a very upbeat kind of individual. I believe that he's a believer, although he downplays that a little bit. But he believes that all this craziness is happening in our culture and politically, mainly from the left, is that it's going to backfire. And he's all the time telling stories about how somebody went woke and they went broke. And he's all the time talking about indications that we're winning. So for someone like me, who's very concerned about the way things are going, it's encouraging to listen to him. And he's a good journalist. He backs up what he says. He's fun to watch. Well, I got a notice that he was on, and it was around lunch hour, and I went on and actually watched. I found out that he was doing it live. He was answering questions. He was a little bit more informal than his normal podcast, and I thought, hey, I can do that. So I thought I would try it today. So this is kind of like a pilot project, and I want you to see how, you know, see how you respond and the questions you ask. I'm glad to ask questions. I'm used to answering questions. In fact, earlier today, I was interviewed by The Stream, which is a kind of a Christian conservative news site that's affiliated somehow with James Robison. And they have covered each of the books as they've come out, and they were interested in the new one called Spirit-Led Living in an Upside-Down World. And I certainly think that what happened with Tucker Carlson is another example of how upside down the world is. Here, for a number of years, we were glad to have a major news organization actually be more conservative. And it wasn't actually that they were so conservative. You remember they used to use the slogan fair and balanced. Now that I think of it, I don't remember hearing them use that. I think they use it now, America's Watching or something like that. But at least they would put a crazy, in my opinion, crazy leftist and then someone on the other side to kind of debate. And conservative people would get on. A lot of their guests were conservatives. Several of their hosts, of course, Bill O'Reilly back in the day, and Sean Hannity, of course, and more recently, Tucker Carlson. Laura Ingraham is one of my personal favorites. I just always enjoy watching her show when I get the opportunity to do that. I just think that she's articulate and the things she covers are usually interesting. So here, actually, they got big because Roger Ailes, back in the late 90s, realized how liberal the media was even back then, which is now like 25 years ago, and that there was a void in the market, and he filled that, and Fox grew because of it. But now you can't even trust Fox. You know, it's owned by Rupert Murdoch. I don't know how much you know about him, but he actually started in Australia and inherited a newspaper from his father. He is either the son or the grandson of a minister, one of the big Christian leaders. I almost said his name, but I don't think it's necessary, told me that Rupert Murdoch told him that he has accepted Christ. He would have been raised that way. Now, you have to question some of the things he's done. You know, because he started off with very little and is now one of the biggest media empires in the world, there's a certain way that I admire him. I really do. I don't admire the way he's ruthless. I don't admire the way that they are really two-faced in a lot of ways. And I'm concerned about this. Rupert Murdoch owns not only Fox News, but the Wall Street Journal and a whole lot of other media under a name called News Corp. And they also own Zondervan Publishing and Thomas Nelson Publishing, which are the two biggest Christian publishers and have been for decades. And they basically own half the Christian market. Seriously. Now, to their credit, they have more or less left their Christian editors and publishers do what they need to do to be successful in the Christian realm. But being in the industry, I hear all kinds of things from people who tell us about books they won't publish, different things they're doing, things that are really raise a lot of eyebrows in Christian circles, where we put a real value on integrity, and integrity not only in business, but in theology and faith. They published recently, Zondervan published a book, And you have to understand, I met Pat Zondervan back in the 1970s. His family founded Zondervan in the 1930s. It was family owned back then. It was right in the process of going public. He was very old. I think he was one of several family members. He was the last one surviving. It was a great honor of my life to be able to meet him and shake his hand. And I've watched them over the years. They're big Bible publishers. They published Purpose Driven Life with Rick Warren. They've done a lot of good things. And full disclosure, over the decades since Charisma started, they were a good advertiser. They just were. They were good to work with. We did different projects. I mean, most of them are kind of ancient history now. And the people that I worked with are no longer there, you know, just attrition. I have not had very much personally to do with Zondervan ever since it was purchased by Rupert Murdoch. I am concerned. Eric Metaxas, when I did a podcast with him, which you can, you know, find online, in the middle of it, he breaks out to say that he is really upset about Andy Stanley's new book, which he considers heresy, that was published by Zondervan. In fact, Zondervan sent the book to Eric Metaxas to give some kind of endorsement or get the author on a show or something like that. Eric Metaxas was that upset. Now, I have question marks about Andy Stanley. I knew his father personally. His father recently passed away. It's a great loss to the body of Christ, in my opinion, but he was a great man. I need, before I really opine about Andy Stanley, I need to track down that book and decide for myself. But I was shocked that Eric felt so strongly about it that he said that. And I remember when he said it, I said to myself, oh no, have we lost this one too? But I just think we need to be discerning. You know, one of the gifts of the Spirit is discernment. We have to be discerning and to realize that when you're dealing with Wall Street, and really that's what you are, you're dealing with one of the big companies on Wall Street, that they play by a different set of rules. And they own half the Christian publishing market. And then the rest of us, which would include some of the New York houses that have gotten into, you know, like Simon & Schuster, publish under Waterbrook. And, you know, there are several of them that Hachette publishes under FaithWords. The rest of us kind of divide up the market. Now, part of the reason they have half is they're huge Bible publishers, and the Bible is still a huge seller, thank God. And they're good Bible publishers. They bought Thomas Nelson. It used to be a big rivalry between the two of them, and now they're both, you know, owned by the same corporation. So I was just, that is how this thing with Rupert Murdoch and how they're treating Tucker Carlson and the fact that their Fox is trying to pretend they're conservative. You know, I just put this out as a question. I don't want to be judgmental, but are they pretending to be evangelical Christians on their publishing side? It's something that needs to be considered. Now, if you have questions, I'm going to answer them the best that I can. This is a little bit new for me. Once I get into a rhythm of doing it every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern time, we'll publicize it. And on my other podcasts, I'll publicize it. We'll put it online, of course. And I think this is going to be a very interesting way. In fact, I'll be able to test some of my ideas. I have a couple here today that I may talk about. One of them I'll mention is that last week I spoke to the Republican women in Daytona Beach, Florida, which is about an hour from here. And they invited me to speak because they knew I had written some books on Donald Trump. And it's called the Federation Republican Women. And their chapter, I guess you call it, is it the Atlantic Federation of Republican Women. And they were really nice ladies. I thoroughly enjoyed it. You know, my books on Donald Trump, you know, were a few years ago. I'm not really pushing them in the way that I was at one time, although, of course, they're available online and on Amazon, and they continue to sell. the thing that interested me and surprised me is how interested these women were in spiritual things. Because, you know, the lady told me I could have a book table, you know, which is fairly common, and it's something I do because people sometimes like you to autograph the books, and it's nice interacting with people and hearing what they have to say. And so I took my Trump books and I took this one. This is the new one that comes out May 16th. Although it's available on our own website, which we call mycharismashop.com, or a more specific link is stevestrangbooks.com, and you can actually buy it now. So I took this. Do you know I sold more of this than I did of the Donald Trump books? And I didn't really push it. I did work it into my talk. I talked about, this is what my life is about. I talked about the prophecy about Donald Trump. They were very interested in the few times that I've interacted with him. And of course, I told those stories. I'm a storyteller. I told a couple stories out of this. And I talked about it being an upside down world. And you know, those women, they get it. I mean, you don't have to persuade them and a whole lot of other people that the world is upside down. But I said, you know, I said, I'm a Christian journalist. That's who I am. I'm not here to proselytize you, but I'm also not going to hold back who I am. And I believe that the spiritual realm is more real than the physical realm that we live in. But most people don't acknowledge that. You know, you and I can't understand electricity. You and I cannot understand the internet. Yet, if you're in a little app like Messenger or something, you can talk to someone in Australia just like you could text somebody next door. I mean, I don't even understand how that can happen. But yet we accept it, even though we don't understand it with the spiritual realm. Partly is because we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers who don't want us to understand it. But these ladies got it. And I said something about, you know, they had told that I had gotten this award and I'd done this and that and this and that in my career. And I've been very, very blessed. I've interviewed several presidents. And I said, you know, by way of introduction, maybe that's okay, but that's not who I am. I said, the main thing is I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. They broke out in applauding, and I was not doing it to get a reaction. I was just surprised. The lady I sat next to as we had a meal to start with, she told me about herself. She's a Roman Catholic, but she's very concerned about the country, and she believes it's spiritual. And she said that I was one of the few people saying there's a spiritual aspect to it, but there is a spiritual aspect. That's why I wrote this book. And I say that we have to have the power of the Holy Spirit. But, you know, disclaimer, every Christian who's ever lived needed the power of the Holy Spirit in good times, bad times, early church. It just seems that things are like crescendoing and we need it more than ever. And so I'm seeing this all over. We're seeing some fairly prominent people. You know, they may not come out and say, I joined the Assembly of God or whatever we might think is a way for them to indicate that they have kind of come to our side. I just kind of use that off the top of my head. But Jordan Peterson, whose book on the 12 rules, which is very thick, I've read twice, or actually I read it once. I listened to it the second time because it's so good. You know, he's been very careful. He won't really say I'm a Christian, but everything he says sounds like he is. Glenn Beck, I've mentioned this on one of my earlier podcasts. You know, I did a podcast with him about 3 weeks ago about this movie Nefarious, which if you haven't seen it, you need to. And in the movie, he had a small part. A guy came on his show in the movie in order to talk about the demon that they called Nefarious. He'd written a book about it. And I kind of teased Glenn Beck. I said, you did a great job in the movie. And he said, of course, I was playing myself. And he did. He the guy was on the Glenn Beck show, if you know what I mean. So I mentioned it to him. We talked about some of the books I've written, and I mentioned this. He immediately said, we need more of the Holy Spirit. Immediately. And I actually communicated with his assistant yesterday. There's a chance that he may be interested in this book. That would be a huge breakthrough. Huge, 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 huge to a brand new market. And it's not just selling a book. You guys know, most of you do, that I'm a publisher. That's what I do. I've published over 1,000 books. I can promise you it's a lot easier to publish somebody else's book and sell it than it is to write your own. It was very difficult for me. I had a lot of spiritual warfare. I don't think the enemy wanted me to write this. But you know what? This is not about my experience. It's that I sense that there, spiritually, there is such a hunger for the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, I think I talked earlier about I went to the Mario Murillo meeting that they had with Lance Wallnau. It was in Ocala, Florida. It was about a month ago. And they had a normal set, you know, they had preaching sessions and they had some that were a little more teaching sessions. And Lance Wallnau's wife came to the platform and they were talking about the Holy Spirit and different things and about the fact that people were interested in receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And on the spur of the moment, she told Lance that they should minister to people for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I was there. In fact, she drafted me and my wife and a couple of other people to help pray. I probably laid hands on over 100 people. I saw them receive the power of the Holy Spirit. It shows a hunger, and that's why I wrote this book. And I hope that you read the book and that you want it and that you'll share it with others. Now, I'm still learning how to do this, so how do John's going to help me. Okay, so Leslie M. said, just put my pre-order for the Spirit-Led Living book. It's such a crazy world. I feel like I will truly benefit from this resource. Well, God bless you. I mean, that's why I wrote this, Leslie, and I just hope that it meets the need and it isn't just my opinion. And, you know, someone told me, that a Baptist person told me that, you know, they didn't know a lot about the Pentecostal aspect. You know, Pentecostals believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, believe in healings and miracles and all this kind of stuff, which in a lot of churches is kind of like, we're not too sure about that. She said my book really helped her to understand it. I had another Baptist friend say that it reminded him that he needed another touch of the Holy Spirit. And if he calls it something else, you know what? I'm not going to criticize him. I'm not. I'm also not going to bait theology with him. I'm just putting it out there. So there's the gifts. There's the fruit of the Spirit. I write about trials. I write about tribulations. I even have a section on goal setting because I believe that that's part of the Spirit-filled life, just like deliverance. You know, there is such an interest in deliverance. I've never seen anything like it. Not in my career, but this movie or documentary, I guess you call it, Out in Jesus' Name, has been an unexpected surprise. There had been mass deliverance right after the movie happened. In fact, we heard that some movie theater owners or managers or something have actually fought it. And the first one was a live stream. Listen, I was there. I saw it. But it was so popular that it actually came back. And now some churches or ministry teams are there for those who want ministry. And so I think there were two nights, and then there were, you know, a couple of weeks later, there were two more. And now I've heard they're going to do some more. So as I find out, we'll be sure to share that with you, because really everybody should see this. Because you know what? There's things that even Christians can have strongholds, or the enemy can get hold of a part of our lives, even if it's just an offense where it's just in your mind all the time, like that you can take authority by the power of the Holy Spirit and you can be free of those things. And, you know, we can't do it in our own strength, but with the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, in a couple hours, in fact, less than 2 hours from now, my own home group is going to be going over the book. We're going through it two chapters at a time. Today, we'll do chapters 9 and 10. Next time, we'll go over the conclusion. And also, we're going to minister the baptism of the Holy Spirit to several of the members in the group who want it. And I was on with Amanda Grace. In fact, Amanda Grace did hers live. It was kind of, even though I've seen it, of course, as a viewer, it was kind of interesting to be on the show with her when she was doing it live. And I just happened to mention the Bible study. And I just ad-libbed. And I said, anybody that was interested in that, if they'd contact me, I'd send them a copy of the book and so forth. And I was really pleasantly surprised to see that there were 8 or 10 who responded who wanted the copy of the book. And I'll just ad lib here. If you want that, you can contact me. The email address is called info@charismamedia.com. That's just easy to remember. And they'll pass it along. We'll send you the book. And here's the deal. If on our mycharismashop.com, you can buy the book, you know, one by one, but if you buy 10 copies for the Bible study or not, you can get them for $10 each. If you buy 36 copies, which is a whole carton, which means they don't have to be repacked, you can get it for $8 each. And if somebody is interested in this and they buy the 10 copies, we will send them a teaching video that I did. They're 8 or 9 minutes each, and it's for each chapter. Now, each chapter is kind of self-contained, and it tells the high points and invites the group to discuss it deeper. And I found, even leading at my own home, that it wasn't that easy for me to summarize the chapter. And so my group has really loved it. And actually, there's a couple of other groups. And when you write, I'll send you two of the links so you can kind of see what it is. And then if you order and you actually want to do the Bible study, we'll send you all 13 links, is 12 chapters and then a conclusion. This is kind of a pilot program. We're still trying to figure out how to do this. Later on, we may put it on as a download. We may put it as a DVD. But right now, these are links that go to a private place on YouTube. I don't totally understand what I just said, but this is how my staff has explained it to me. And it's free of charge. Later on, we may charge for it. But it's important to me to get this out there. I want people to read this book. I would like it to be embraced by the whole church. That's my feeling as an author and as a publisher. Thanks for giving me grace to feel like that. In fact, somebody told one of my good friends who can speak into my life said, you shouldn't talk about what you hope for as a publisher. This is for the reader. And I said, you know, you're right. I really believe if you read this, if you're in a group or not in a group, that you will be blessed. The early indications are the people. I did not write this just to bless people. We deal with the hard issues. We have a whole chapter on deliverance because I believe that if we're going to be led by the Spirit of God, it's not just, you know, if you're in a worship service, and of course I talk about that, and there is what we like to call the anointing, which is the sort of tangible presence of God where you can almost feel it in the room. That is a wonderful place to be. But the Spirit-led life is much more than that. And we can't just live in some kind of spiritual bubble. Well, I could go on, and the nice thing is I can cut it off when I want to. I basically covered the points I want to. John, are there any more questions? Here's a question from Leslie. My question would be, do you support a vote for Donald Trump for the next election? Your opinion and wisdom on this matters deeply to me. Well, thank you that it matters, but, you know, Donald Trump's not going to run or not run based on my comments. And I've sort of decided that if this early, I'm kind of sitting it out. What we really need to do is we need to pray. We need to not look at the way the political winds are blowing. Just this morning, President Biden announced on a commercial at 6:30 in the morning that he's going to run for a second term. There's a lot of Democrats who don't even want him to run, partly because he can't even seem to find his way around a podium. I mean, it's sad. It's really sad. Normally, someone would announce this. In fact, I was at the announcement for Donald Trump when he ran in 2020. It was here in Orlando, where I live. It was at Amway Arena, downtown. It was full. I had to go 3 hours early to get in. It was full. There was so much exciting. There was like electricity in the air. You know, he didn't do it the way I wanted. I'm just relating what I saw. But usually an announcement is done with a whole lot of fanfare. Why Joe Biden decided to do it in a commercial at a time that most people aren't even awake. It was the middle of the night, of course, on the West Coast. I don't know. You know, maybe, you know, on the election in 2020, because of COVID and everything else, he was like in his basement. You know, he didn't want to say anything wrong. He, you know, just lied low, and people voted a lot along party lines. I mean, that's a discussion for another day. But to answer your question, President Trump is running. It looks at this far out like he'll get the nomination. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm not really expressing an opinion. So is there anything else, Leslie? I hope I answered your your question. Yeah, that's a very good comment, Leslie. John read it aloud. Are you on the mic, John?
No, I'm not.
So across the room, did it pick up in the mic? You want to throw that up there and I'll read it? Okay, Leslie says she understood and she agrees we need prayer. And you know what? The thing is that one of the points I make in the book is that the Holy Spirit, there's a power of the Holy Spirit for like prayer. We can accomplish things in the spiritual realm on our knees more than we can arguing, debating, knocking on doors. All those things have their part, but we can accomplish more in our knees. And our country needs God. Of course, every country needs God. Notice how I have to put in these disclaimers. I mean, I don't want to be misunderstood, but sometimes it's like more urgent. You know, it's like we pray for our family, but if we have a family member in the hospital fighting cancer, guess what? We pray harder. It's more important. But with everything that is going on, and Troy Black is on my, can you believe it? Troy, I'm just so flattered. That podcast you did with me was one of my best podcasts. So thank you very much. But now I lost my train of thought. So anyway, this is fun. I know Troy does his live too. So Troy, you'll have to give me a little coaching on how I can up my game, because you're kind of setting the standard, frankly. And we can't be passive. It's almost like our country is dying in the hospital of cancer in a way. I mean, America, as we know it, is going away before our eyes. I don't believe it's past. And we see there are signs of revival. I started to mention it with Jordan Peterson, but there's other people. If you are on social media at all, you probably know J.P. Sears. You know, he's the guy with red hair that's so funny. I mean, he did a whole podcast on how he used to be agnostic, but he's really kind of come around, partly because of what he sees. I told you the reaction about Glenn Beck. There's lots and lots of examples. And one of the things that I find about Steve Turley, which I find is interesting, and I'll kind of wrap up with this comment, is he is so bullish on the fact that this is all going to be a backlash from the other side. Conservative values, traditional values are going to win. And I think to myself, if he feels like that, how much more should I have confidence that the Holy Spirit is in control? Now, I do believe that we're heading towards some end of time, but so did the Apostle Paul. You know, we don't know the day or the hour. Jesus told us that. But I believe there's going to be a great revival, awakening. Sid Roth of It Supernatural, there's a big part in the book about Sid Roth in which he calls it the glory. He believes that the revival is coming. In fact, I need to do a podcast on this. A revival is coming that's going to make all the other revivals pale by comparison. Now, you're not going to hear about this on Fox News or CNN, not unless it becomes huge, and sometimes it does. I mean, look at Time Magazine. They did a God is Dead cover in the mid-1960s, and 4 or 5 years later, they did the Jesus Revolution on the cover because it was so huge, they couldn't ignore it. And let's pray. And this is not to get news coverage. We do not need their approval for a revival. If anything, we just need God's approval. And it isn't even having a revival or not having a revival. It's people need God. And when people come to God in large numbers with repentance, we call that revival. So I'm ad-libbing. This is live. You need to let me know if you like this format or not. I'll try to be better about doing it right at 4 o'clock. Today I was running a little bit late, but since we hadn't announced it, we thought it was okay. I'm trying to figure out how formal or informal to be. So give me your feedback. You can do it on the screen there on Facebook. And Troy Black says, love having you on. It was great. Well, thank you, Troy. We'll have to do it again. And I, of course, need to get you on my podcast. Most of my podcasts, I do interview people instead of just opine like this. But I thought, hey, we'll get some interaction going. I'm comfortable asking questions. It's like I told somebody one time, I'm the world expert on my own opinion. Of course, I don't want it just to be all about my opinion. I want to be led by the Holy Spirit, of course. But, you know, each of us in our own way, we know our opinion better than anybody else knows our opinion. And I'm happy to, I'm happy to share it. So thank you for tuning in and share it with friends. If you don't subscribe, please subscribe. If you don't subscribe to my Strang Report newsletter, I'm going to start sending it out in a new format, and I'll highlight some things I'm doing like this, but in the next couple of days, I'm going to introduce a brand new format. We want you to go to charismanews.com, our news site, our other sites for Charisma. We have thousands and millions and over time, tens of millions of people who come to our website. We want to include you. Now, I'm doing this in my role as, you know, the head of the organization and being a longtime journalist. And I'm still learning, and your support and your prayers, really your prayers. I know it sounds like a religious cliche, but really there's spiritual warfare going on that you can't even know about. And I need prayers, especially as this book is being launched. By the way, one of the things I did today was to talk to Steve Dace, who's one of the hosts on The Blaze. He's got a huge following, and he was actually behind the movie Nefarious that I mentioned earlier, and he was my connection with Glenn Beck. He has had horrendous spiritual attack because of this movie. In fact, I'm going to try to get a podcast with him because his story is just so absolutely incredible. But you know what? He's been in the hospital, everything. We have spiritual attack even when it doesn't manifest itself in that way. Because Satan is like a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. But we know that greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. Thank you for watching. Thank you for sharing. Tune in again for another Strang Report. God bless you.
In an upside-down world, there is only one way to stay grounded. Life is full of twists and turns, successes and setbacks. How can you reach your God-given potential and achieve your dreams? With over four decades of reporting on the move of the Holy Spirit around the world, Stephen E. Strang has firsthand experience of how the Holy Spirit has led him on a remarkable journey of faith and a successful life. In his new book, Spirit-Led Living in an Upside-Down World, he will invest his true life lessons into the hearts of readers as he reveals his secrets to having a successful life led by the Holy Spirit. Go to booksbystevestrang.com to pre-order your copy today.